This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. I got to start with a funny story. Man robs Pasadena restaurant that's in Pasadena, California, of chicken and waffles at gunpoint after an argument over face mask. A gunman fled with food after holding up a Roscoe's chicken and waffles location in Pasadena Wednesday afternoon, meaning yesterday, after being told to put on a face mask. The robbery took place at 5:40 p.m., so really daytime, but, you know, just getting dark. Two men entered the restaurant. One of them was wearing a face covering as required by public health orders and became involved in an argument with employees. One of them was not wearing a face mask, and became involved in an argument with employees over it. And the maskless man pulled a handgun, pointed at an employee, and said something to the effect of, "What are you going to do about it?" Police said the gunman then walked into the kitchen, grabbed food, placed them in a container. Four employees ran out of the store. The robber was last seen exiting the front door of the store. The only items believed to have been stolen were food, including the eatery's trademark chicken and waffles. No injuries reported. Gunman described as a black man in his 30s or 40s, 6'1", 180 pounds, tattoos on his face and neck. Second man who accompanied him described Latino, 5'4", 150 pounds with a shaved head. Interesting. Anyone with information can reach the Pasadena Police Department. If you want that phone number, I'm glad to give it to you. You can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you're listening in Pasadena and you saw the tall black man with tattoos and the short Hispanic man robbing the Roscoe's chicken of chicken and waffles, get back to me, okay? WayneRoot@gmail.com. Oh, my God. You know, can I tell you something? Is anything I respect less than a criminal? And, I mean, there's nothing in the world more disgusting than robbing people at gunpoint, robbing a nice small business owner at gunpoint, robbing his nice employees at gunpoint, scaring the bejesus at him. But if there's anything dumber than robbing somebody and worse than robbing someone, it's got to be a gunman who's so stupid he uses a gun to steal chicken and waffles and doesn't even go for the cash register. I mean, if you're going to rob him, at least get some money out of it, you moron. You got a gun? You're threatening people's life and all you take is chicken? You are the dumbest SOB ever, and you're not a son of a butcher, trust me. So Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calls for a 60-day stand down to discuss extremism in the military. This guy is bad news. This guy is evil. This guy must be ordered around by Obama. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered the U.S., because everything is about white extremism and Black Lives Matter. He ordered commanders in every single unit across the military to focus for the next 60 days on discussing extremism with service members. As a first step, I'm ordering a stand down to a corps to occur over the next 60 days so each service, each command, each unit can have a deeper conversation about this issue. It comes down to leadership. I mean, this is the stupidest crap I've ever heard of in my life. He's the first ever black defense secretary, and he vowed during his confirmation hearing, this is when I knew we were in trouble, to rid our ranks of racists and extremists. Pentagon officials say they're not sure yet how big the problem of extremism in the military is. I mean, basically, what are you saying? Conservatives? Anyone who has social media that says they love Trump? Because they don't believe that you should let our country be attacked by foreign invaders? They want a wall that makes them racist and criminals and white extremists? Are you saying that anybody who believes in lower taxes is a racist and extremist? Are you saying anyone who doesn't want massive regulation and overregulation by Big Brother is an extremist and a racist? Are you saying that anyone who supports the police and doesn't want to defund the police, and when a policeman is attacked by someone who happens to be black, and the policeman shoots them after being attacked by a career criminal, are you saying that that's racism to be on the policeman's side, even though he's being attacked and wants to get home to see his wife tonight? Are you saying it's racist to not like illegal aliens? Because what are you going to have an army of? What kind of misfits are going to fill your army? A bunch of snowflakes and misfits and transsexuals with high heels. Is that what your army's going to be? Ooh, you're really going to scare Russia and China. Wow. According to the New York Times, the FBI, well, we know what we think of the FBI, the leadership. The FBI notified the Department of Defense in an open criminal investigations involving 143 current or former service members in 2020. Of those, 68 were related to domestic extremism and one quarter was associated with white nationalism. So let me get this straight. There's about 1.3 million active duty members and reservists in the military, and the FBI's open investigation to 143, not 143 million, not 14,300,000, not 1,430, 143 out of 1.3 million. And that means every white man in the military is suspect. They're all wearing white hoods. If that isn't racism, I don't know what is. That's the racism. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby cited the protests at the Capitol on January 6th to contest the results of the 2020 presidential election, where some pro-Trump supporters broke into the Capitol building and engaged in violence with police. He said the presence of veterans and active duty service members was a wake-up call for the Pentagon. Representative Lauren Boebert, who I love, Republican Colorado, brand new, loves her guns, loves standing up for America, patriot, called the stand down a political litmus test for the military. Biden's defense secretary ordered a 60-day service-wide stand-down to address extremism. There is nothing but a political litmus test of brave men and women. You know what I call it? A political witch hunt. It is obscene and dangerous to use soldiers who risk their lives for America as political pawns. We can hardly be surprised by these political litmus tests, given Biden's political vetting of the 26,000 National Guard troops in D.C. for the inauguration. I spoke up and warned this to create a very dangerous precedent, and less than a month later, here it is. You know, Obama filled the military with wussies, snowflake liberals, and commanders who hate America. And this is what you get now. This is what you get. My buddy Richie, I read this in the last hour. I think it's fantastic. He sent me a text. He said, some moron ordered the military to stand down for 60 days. That moron's the defense secretary of the United States of America. While they investigate extremism. So what Richie says is, this is Richie texting, is what he's saying. So what Richie says is, Obama gave the order to the puppet Biden to tell all the military to stand down. Because if you remember, Obama depleted our military that Trump made stronger than ever. And Trump gave orders to the generals to take out ISIS, which under Obama they were told to stand down against ISIS. Trump wiped out ISIS, but now I see it coming. Biden will weaken the military under Obama's direction, and ISIS will be growing again and chopping off heads and entering our country and committing mass shootings again. He means terrorist attacks. Obama is the enemy and always was. And I agree. I think Obama's a bad guy. And, you know, we tell me, oh, don't call someone the enemy. Democrats call us the enemy every day, and Democrats call us domestic terrorists every day. And you know why they do it? Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, and whatever you are, blame it on the other guy. And that's what's going on right here. That's it. They're the domestic terrorists. They're the enemies of America. They hate America. I don't call you an enemy because you're a Democrat. I don't call you an enemy even if you're a liberal. You know, I never thought Hubert Humphrey or George McGovern were enemies of America. They were nice liberals, and they all had military backgrounds. George McGovern flew B-52s during World War II. That was a age when Democrats still loved the country. They just had a different vision of the future of the country than you or me. But they weren't enemies of the people. Barack Obama was a stealth communist from day one. He hated this country. I went to Columbia with him. Everyone I met at Columbia was a communist. Ergo, Obama was a communist. And communists are responsible for over 100 million dead in the last century. 100 million murders. So you don't want communists in your country. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. Now we are infested with communists. I don't know about then, but I'll tell you, I wasn't there. I wasn't around for Joe McCarthy. I wasn't even born yet. But we are absolutely infested with communists at every level of government, and Obama's the problem. I believe this is the third term of Obama. I think I'm going to write that column soon. Everybody, just admit it. It's time to admit it. The raw truth is, we just elected our new president, time to admit it, .. Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? Biden's not the president. Obama's the president. Biden's a puppet. A brain-dead dementia puppet who takes orders from George Soros and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett. And if you don't believe that, you're an idiot. Because Biden ain't calling the shots. And the things he's doing are helping China and burying the United States of America, destroying our economy, destroying our businesses, destroying our jobs. Thank you, Richie, for your text. I agree with you completely. Obama's a bad dude, man. And he always was, but I always called him a stealth communist. I said, you don't know how bad this guy is. He is so careful in what he says and how he says it. But underneath, he is seething with hatred towards this country. And now, he has the perfect cover. He can be president without being president. He can let Joe Biden speak and act moderate while he, Obama, orders him to destroy the United States of America. And that's what's happening, clearly. Let's skip over to President Trump. By the way, when you talk about capitalism, it's now official. Despite numerous hurdles, President Trump shattered the record for the greatest stock market increase in the history of the United States of America. Never have markets increased this much in history, even with the meteoric decrease in the markets during the COVID collapse in March. President Trump still managed to turn the economy around and reign over the greatest bull market and the greatest bear market reversal in history. The markets increased by over 12,000 points from the day Trump won the 2016 election till his last day in office. No president has seen the Dow increase so much in so little time. This past year, since March, the markets did it again. From a low of 18,000 on March 23rd, this bull market may never be matched. The largest increase any president oversaw previously was Obama, who saw the markets increase 6,658 between December 13 and December 18. But this includes an increase of more than 1,400 points after the Trump win in the 2016 election and the end of 18. Trump oversaw the largest single-day increase in Dow history and the fastest increase between major market milestones and the most all-time highs in a single year. Unbelievable. Trump was the best.
Awesome and amazing year. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, and I'm here to encourage you this year, no resolutions. No, we know those all fail, right? Come on. You did those for the last 10 or 20 years, and you never kept one, and neither did anybody else. So this year, let's have a revolution that changes, that sticks, that stays. Make this the year you can check off the box. I got off all my medication. I lost all of my fat. I got back my flat belly, and I'm the shape and size I always dreamed I'd be, and I am healthy from the inside out. This is your year of revolution. So join tens of thousands that have succeeded. Reach out to us. Just go on our website and click the red button on EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us directly at 888-444-8895.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year, to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders of Energized Health. They'll be here in Las Vegas live in my studio on Monday. They're regular guests on my show. They're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results that are people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love, plus supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final stages of my 88 opening days on the program. And I'm going to stay on this program the rest of my life, but there's an 88-day opening stage. And I've lost 25 pounds of fat, and I've gained about 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. I've gained 7 pounds of water. But don't just take my word for it. You know, go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. So it's me and hundreds of others. Click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all the details. Call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and you get 40% off the program price. 40% off. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Thank you, John and Chelsea Jubilee. I just made a beautiful video for them, by the way. And let me tell you, I look good. 25 pounds of fat loss. Not 25 pounds of weight. I was never fat. I was never overweight. But inside your body, you show me a guy who's in his 50s or 60s, I'll show you someone who always has a lot of fat in their body. And they knocked it all off. It's amazing. And this is just the start. Can you imagine a year from now? I mean, I don't know how much you could possibly lose. Maybe I'll lose 30 pounds. Maybe I'll lose 35. Maybe I'll lose 40 of inner body fat. Kind of amazing. Here's a letter about extremism in the military from one of my fans, Matthew. I've been in the Navy 17 years. Most of the people I know just want to serve. We spent hours in sensitivity training when Obama instituted his plan to allow transgenders in the military. There was a lot of frustration. There are liberals in the military, but we all want to support and defend the Constitution according to the oath we swore, and that is not extreme. Your friend, Matt. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for your service, man. Thank you. I think that describes everyone in the military. Last I checked, let's think about this. In the history of America, when was the last time the military did something traitorous? I don't remember it ever happening. I don't remember any military members turning on the country. Do you? Is it a crime to be white and male in the military now? I guess. That could be a title for a future column I write. Is it a crime to be white and straight and male in the military? Do you want a whole military of transsexuals and women who have never been in a fight and who are afraid of guns? Is that what you want? Is that what you think the military is? I mean, it's so ridiculous. So ridiculous. I read you a minute ago the official stats of President Trump shattering the record for the greatest stock market increase in history. Now I want to read you his AFSTRA letter. He resigned from the Screen Actors Guild, AFSTRA. Excuse me, AFTRA. Did I say AFSTRA? AFTRA, A-F-T-R-A, which is Screen Actors Guild. And he hit them so hard, he said, I'm not familiar with your work. To the head of the Screen Actors Guild, who's a nobody. Trump resigns to the Screen Actors Guild. I no longer wish to be associated with your union. The board of the SAG-AFTRA claimed Trump violated its guidelines in the wake of the Capitol riot. Can you imagine how many actors are drug addicts, almost all of them, drunks, almost all of them, womanizers, all of them, pedophiles, lots of them, rapists, some of them. How many crimes have been committed by actors in the Screen Actors Guild? And they make Trump walk the plank. Trump is resigning after the Screen Actors Guild threatened to expel his membership from the union after the Capitol riot, to which he said, who cares? His letter of resignation Wednesday comes after the AFSTRA board voted overwhelmingly that Trump violated the union's membership guidelines in the wake of the Capitol riot. Fox exclusively obtained a letter sent to SAG President Gabrielle Carteris, slamming the union, the media, and news organizations. I write to you today regarding the so-called disciplinary committee hearing aimed at revoking my union membership. Who cares, Trump wrote to Carteris. Well, I'm not familiar with your work. I'm very proud of my work on shows and movies such as Home Alone 2, Zoolander, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, television shows including The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Saturday Night Live, and of course one of the most successful shows in TV history, The Apprentice, to name just a few. Trump, who left office last month, said he has also greatly helped the cable news television business, said to be a dying platform, and created thousands of jobs in networks such as MS, NBC, and CNN, among others. Which brings me to your blatant attempt at free market attention to distract from your dismal record as a union. Your union has done nothing for its members and nothing for me. Thank you, Donald Trump. Great job.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that it had filed an application for emergency authorization of its coronavirus vaccine by the Food and Drug Administration. Johnson & Johnson said in late January that the vaccine was 66% effective in a global study with an efficacy ranging as high as 72% in the United States and as low as 57% in South Africa. Nearly a dozen Iranians are in custody after crossing the southern border illegally. Border Patrol agents arresting the group of 11 after they went over the border near San Luis, Arizona. Customs and Border Protection noting Iran is a special interest country, meaning it is known to harbor terrorists or terrorist organizations. The agency says it isn't out of the ordinary to run into people from those countries. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, wait on the roots on fire. VRA, sponsor of this segment of the show. Vertical Research Advisory, but all you have to remember is those three little letters, VRA, and of course, another three little letters, KIP, Kip Herridge, who is the founder of VRA. 2003, he left Wall Street, 35 years on Wall Street, working at the highest levels, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for his clients, and he left to found VRA because he realized Wall Street was not helping the average person. And his daily investment and economic newsletter is unlike anything you've ever seen. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of the stock market. Each day he tells you what's happening in the economy and markets and exactly what investments to own, including his top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how the VRA works and works for you, how they consistently beat the market, how 2 weeks free. Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks to all fans and listeners to Wayne A La Root. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, 2 weeks free membership at VRAinsider.com. And let them know Wayne Root sent you, and you get your 2 weeks free. Thanks, Kip. So a moment ago, I was telling you about Trump. Oh, let me give the phone number, too. We'll take some calls. Been beginning this habit lately. I really like to take calls in hour number three. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Trump resigns from the Screen Actors Guild, tells them off, I no longer wish to be associated with your union, and tells the president of the union, I'm not familiar with your work. See, I'm from New York. I like that kind of crack fighting. You know, it's like a crack fight. Your mama this, your mama that. Some people don't understand this stuff, but Trump's funny. I think it's hilarious. And what's interesting is I just told you he created the greatest stock market in history. Yet they want to kick him out of the union. They want to kick him out of everything. I guarantee you he'll be the only president. You know, Obama has probably made millions and millions of dollars on speeches each. You know, like a million to 2 million a speech. And he probably does hundreds of them. All over the world. He's Mr. Globalist. They love him everywhere. He gets all the Muslim countries to pay him millions to give speeches, I'm sure. And then you got, on top of that, the book deal. What did Obama get, like $50 million? Some ridiculous, insane number for his book deal. And I'm betting you there's nobody that's going to want Trump's book deal. Certainly not the numbers they gave Obama, but may not even be a buyer for Trump's book deal in the mainstream book world. Now, will there be a conservative publisher that goes for Trump's book? Sure. They can't pay $15 million, let alone $50 million. So he'll get a much smaller deal than anything Obama ever got, if he gets a deal at all. And then, speech-wise, I don't know, is anybody going to want to hire Trump to give a speech? Because any company that hires the former president, I mean, to me, Obama was a communist. And I'll bet you every firm on Wall Street has brought Obama in to give a speech. And I'll bet there isn't one company on Wall Street that can bring Obama, can bring Trump in to give a speech, because half their workforce would walk out the room and protest them and boycott them. Their clients would boycott them. Can you imagine if, you know, J.P. Morgan brought Trump in to give a speech? And thousands of liberal clients all around the United States, including retired people, said, I'm taking my money away from J.P. Morgan. I'm not going to let you manage my money anymore. So Trump is going to be the only ex-president that no one wants a speech from him, and very few offers for his book. This is a guy that donated his $400,000 annual salary over 4 years to various charities, but he lost $2 billion in wealth while trying to make America great again. He went through 4 years of hell to save this country from the insane policies of the Obama administration, and he lost about $2 billion in wealth saving the country while he was giving up his salary. So the Washington Examiner reported, former President Trump lost close to half his wealth during his time serving as president. He left office with a net worth of $2.5 billion down from $4.5 billion when he announced his candidacy for president in 2015. Trump was number 121 on Forbes' list of the wealthiest Americans. When he entered office, he saw his net worth fall from $3 billion in 2019 to the current $2.5 billion amid an economic recession brought on by government lockdowns that severely hit industries where Trump held many assets. There's never been a politician who gave up as much as President Trump. All the rest of them entered the White House broke, and they made billions. And then when they got out, speeches, book deals, business partnerships, law firms, law firm partnerships, you name it. Trump's not going to have any of that. Will he make money? Sure, he'll find ways to make money. If he's smart, he'll start Trump Media Network, and he'll make a lot of money. So here it is. This is interesting. This is just out from the Gateway Pundit. They're going to release a smoking gun video from the TCF Center in Detroit. And they say, oh boy, our report will shake the political world. Shake the political world. As previously reported on November 3rd, President Trump was ahead of Joe Biden in Michigan by over 100,000 votes. The ballot counting in Detroit on election night took place at the TCF Center, formerly known as Cobo Hall. By the way, he was up by 300,000 votes in Michigan. So I don't even know where they're getting that number from. He was up by 100,000 in Wisconsin, 300,000 in Michigan when they stopped the voting. So it says, this is the site where Detroit city officials put cardboard over the windows to prevent the GOP observers from seeing in, where poll workers were militantly hostile to GOP observers, and where hundreds of affidavits by election observers claim they witnessed voter fraud. At least three election observers testified in sworn affidavits they witnessed vehicles delivering fraudulent ballots to the TCF Center in the early morning on November 4th. And until now, no one has bothered to review the video footage from the TCF Center on election night. The video can settle for once and for all. How many people were in the TCF Center? Is there any validity to the excuse that they were over the COVID capacity, the excuse they used to exclude the Republicans from watching the votes being counted? Why did so many Democrat poll workers bring in suitcases? Did they hide illegal ballots in them like their colleagues in Georgia? Were the machines networked? Can we see the modem and the wires networking the tabulating machines? Who brought in what at 3:30, 4 a.m.? Were they ballots, as the Republicans have said they witnessed, or was it food and camera equipment, as the media claim? Was there any security keeping people out of the building who did not have credentials to get in? Were there other unexplained ballot dumps past the 8 o'clock deadline for ballots, as several other witnesses have alleged? Was Nick, the co-owner of Dominion Voting Services, present on site? Were GOP poll challengers being ejected for making good faith challenges, or were they refusing to wear a mask? The Gateway Pundit requested the TCF video back in December. The TCF Center tried to quote us over $22,000 for one day's worth of video. We requested 2 hours of video. This week we were sent the requested video. We've waited nearly 2 months for the video. And after our initial review of the TCF security video, we can assure you we have evidence of illicit and likely criminal activity, and we have it on video. We hope to release our first report of many on Friday. So that's tomorrow. That's at The Gateway Pundit, tomorrow. This election was so stolen, so rigged, it's so disgusting. And the fact that nobody cares on the left and no one cares in the media is just amazing. Amazing. And what these liberal judges and liberal media and liberal politicians did to our country. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issues new statewide mask mandate 1 hour after the state GOP voted to repeal his previous mask mandate. The GOP-led Wisconsin Senate last Tuesday voted 18-13 to repeal Democrat Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate. Governor Evers issued an emergency 6-day order in August and continued to extend his unlawful measures, unlawful mandates. The joint resolution to end Evers' emergency order passed a Republican-controlled legislature on Thursday in a 52-42 vote. I assume that was completely party line. Dictator Evers didn't waste any time ignoring the will of the legislature, the body closest to the people, that voted to repeal the mask mandate. An hour later, he issued a new emergency order, including a new statewide mask mandate. And then he lectured Republicans. If the legislature keeps playing politics, and we don't keep wearing masks, we're going to see more preventable deaths, and it's going to take even longer to get our state and our economy back on track, which is a lie, of course, because we know the states that wore the most masks and the states with the strictest mask mandates and the states with the strictest lockdowns and the states with the longest lockdowns are the ones that the people were the sickest and the most people died. How do you explain New York has the most people dying? And per capita, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, and Illinois, I mentioned, and Maryland. I mean, all of them, very liberal states, lots of people died. I think I'm leaving something out. Oh, Pennsylvania, that's what I'm looking for, Pennsylvania. Another one where lots of people died with strict mandates. They put all the businesses out of business. I don't see in America, in a capitalist society, how you could put businesses out of business. Who said that you're allowed to put a business out of business? Because there's a germ in the air. It just doesn't make any sense at all. When we get back, we'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Did government shut you down? How long were you shut down? Does government have a right to shut you down? Does government have a right to call you non-essential? Did government have a right to tell people you could vote by mail? When at the same time that was happening, everybody was going to Costco. Everybody's going to Walmart. There's no problem. Everyone's in line at Costco right on top of one another. Why can't you vote? 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products handpicked by me for you is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, don't look now, but the news is pretty much bad and worse. It's bad and getting worse. Liz Cheney, of course, they voted against removing her from her leadership position in the GOP because she was such a traitor to Trump and the GOP that she impeached, voted to impeach Trump. Amazing. And the Democrat House strips Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments. I believe that's the first time that's been done in the history of the United States House. And what's so absurd is you've got Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib screamed in her first day on the job. She called Trump a mother effer. And that's no problem. And Ilhan Omar has made so many horrible anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish comments. Such a Jew hater. And that's no problem. But, of course, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, I did not know that free speech isn't allowed on the floor of the United States Congress. It doesn't matter what you said or what you did before you became a congressperson. It has no matter. You were duly elected by the people of your district. They have no right to undo that. None. And no right to stop you from speaking your free mind, let alone what you said in the past. But, you know, the real problem here, we can skip over all this stuff, the real problem is this amnesty. You know, Tom Cotton is out saying the DREAM Act would offer amnesty to illegal aliens with criminal convictions. Tom Cotton told Breitbart on Thursday, Democrats' DREAM Act legislation, if enacted into federal law, would permit the extension of amnesty even to illegal aliens with criminal convictions. It would exclude multiple criminal convictions at the state and federal levels, including serious and violent felonies that have been pleaded down to lower offenses. It would give Alejandro Mayorkas, who have seen surrounded by serious ethical questions, the ability to issue waivers, even for people like human traffickers. Wow. The DREAM Act is often portrayed by people like Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Dick Durbin as helping the Tiny Tim Cratchits of the world, the poor chimney sweep out there who's 7 years old and just trying to get a loaf of bread to survive on, Cotton stated. Most of the people at the so-called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program benefited when Obama instituted were already in their 20s. Now many of these people are in their 30s. About 7 of 8 are in their 20s. So these people are in the situation where they arrived here as minors and therefore are illegal immigrants, but we're mostly talking about adults. We're not talking about little children. Cotton highlighted the Dream Act's facilitation of chain migration. The whole point is that the children were brought here. They had no choice. They were minors. They knew no other country, and the parents are the ones that made the decision. Dick Durbin's Dream Act would allow those children who are now adults, once they get legal status, to then turn around and get amnesty and citizenship for their parents who violated our laws in the first place and created this situation. Terrible. Just terrible. And that's not the only bad thing. You know, Biden's done a lot of bad things just today, just in the last few hours. I'll get to that in a minute. I want to mention Liberty Health Share because they're my favorite company. They compete with health insurance companies. They're not a health insurance company. They are the alternative. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. I canceled my Aetna health insurance 5 years ago, and then I restarted with Liberty Health Share. And they're amazing. You can, you know, it's not health insurance. It's an alternative. So you can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctor or hospital you want. And if you think they're small time and you're worried about whether they'll pay, they've paid out over $1.2 billion in premiums, in claims, in the last 4 years. Over $1.2 billion. And they've saved me over $100,000 in premiums in the last 5 years. To find out more about your health sharing options, call Liberty Health Share at 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like a VIP. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary on line one. Gary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's on your mind tonight?
You're always talking about the war on men. The war on men are from white men, black men, Hispanic men, Asian men. You get a divorce in the United States or here in Las Vegas, it's all family court judges that are majority of them are women, and the deck is stacked against you.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. I don't think it's Clark County. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It is. But when men vote, they got to think about who they're voting for, because they may end up in a situation such as myself or other men that when you talk about liberals, majority of women are liberal judges. That's the problem with the family court system is across America. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a war on men by liberals and female feminist liberal judges. There's also a war on women by the Democrat Party. You know, when you say that all men who believe they're women have to be allowed to go into women's bathrooms and have to play on women's sports teams and girls' sports teams and hang out in the locker room and go on road trips with your daughter, guess what? That's a war on women. It's disgusting. And how about when you say abortion is cool, there's no problem with it, and they're killing little girls? Is that not a war on women? It is. But liberal feminist women have been brainwashed. They don't see it. They don't understand it. They're clueless. What's going on in this world, man? Just terrible stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. AOC caught in another lie. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. She should be kicked out of Congress. You know, when you start to make up lies about somebody, reminds me of that actor, Jussie Smollett, tried to malign every Trump voter in the world, every white Trump voter. They tried to hang him in the middle of Chicago. No, they didn't. Same with AOC. She was scared to death. They were going to murder her. She wasn't in the building. She was never in danger. She's a liar. They should kick her out of Congress.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.